Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and this week we will be studying two Mishnayos from the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Yod Ches and Yod Tes, that's 18 and 19. So Mishnah 18 says, Kol hamazakeh sarabim, anyone who causes the masses to earn merit, ein chet ba al yado, sin will not come to his hand. V'kol hamachateh sarabim, and everyone who causes the masses to sin, ein maspikin biyado la'asos tshuva, then he is not given the opportunity to do tshuva, he's not given the opportunity to repent. Moshe zaka v'zika es harabim. Moshe earned merit for himself, and he also caused the masses to earn merit. Zechus harabim toloi bo. So the merit of the masses is dependent upon him. Shinemar, and it quotes a pasuk from the 33rd parak of Sefer Devarim, says, Tzidka sasem asa, he did the righteousness of Hashem. U'mishpat avim Yisrael, and he did his mishpatim, he did his judgments with Israel. Yeravam chata, Yeravam, who was the first king of the breakaway nation of the 10 tribes, he sinned, and he also caused the masses to sin. So the sin of the masses is dependent upon him. Shinemar, and it quotes a pasuk from the 15th chapter of Malachim Aleph, first book of Kings, says, Al-chatos Yeravam asher chata v'asher hecheti es Yisrael. It says, for the sins of Yeravam, that he sinned and that he caused Israel to sin. So for this Mishnah, let's take a look in what the Me'am Lois has to say. The Me'am Lois says that when a person is mezakeh es harabim, when a person brings merit to the community, then no sin can come about through his hand. And it says that even if a person wants to sin, God arranges things to prevent him from doing so. This is because the people that he caused to earn merit would be in Gan Eden, and he would be in Gehenna, and that's not fair. So they keep him from doing things that will cause him to lose his merits. On the other hand, if a person causes others to sin, he brings sin to the masses, then he's not given the opportunity to repent. Usually, if someone wants to do tshuva, if someone wants to mend his ways, then God gives him assistance. He gives him divine help in doing so. There's a saying in the Gemara, it says, Habol litaher misayino so. If someone wants to purify himself, he is given assistance. But this is not the case when a person causes others to sin, because in that case, it's the same thing. It wouldn't be fair. Why should they be in Gehenna and he does tshuva and goes to Gan Eden? So it basically prevents him from doing so that he shouldn't send other people to the bad place and not go there himself. So when a person causes others to do good, he gets credit for all of their mitzvos. And when a person causes others to do evil, he gets credit in quotes for all of their averos. So Moshe, sure, Moshe did a lot of mitzvos. He kept all the mitzvos, he learned Torah, but the thing that he did that was so exceptional was the way he caused others to do Hashem's mitzvos. So everything they did is considered as if he did it on top of what he actually did himself. And the same is the case with Yeravam. Yeravam, when he seceded from the kingdom of Israel, which became the kingdom of Yehuda, and the 10 tribes kept the name Israel. But when the 10 tribes seceded, he set up two golden calves because he wanted to keep the people from going to the Beis HaMikdash. And now you might think, oh, golden calves, like that's clearly a terrible idea. But you have to look at their mindset. They're like, it was good enough for our own. Clearly there's some merit in the idea. So all of the averus that these people caused by worshiping these golden calves is credited, again in quotes, to Yeravam. And this is why the pasuk says, Achatas Yeravam asher hecheti es Yisroel. This is why it says, the sins of Yeravam that he caused Israel to sin. It could have said, for Yeravam's sins and he caused Israel to sin, but it didn't, because their sins are also his sins. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Tes. Call me Shiyesh Biyado Shlosha Devarim Halalu. Anyone who has these three things in his hand, Mitalmidav Shal Avram Avinu, is considered one of our forefather Abraham's students. Ushlosha Devarim Acherim, but if someone has three different things, Mitalmidav Shal Bilam Harasha, then he's considered a disciple of the wicked Bilam. Bilam, of course, being the non-Jewish whether he was a prophet or a sorcerer is a difference of opinion, but he was the non-Jew who had certain abilities when it came to interfacing with God, and he attempted to use these for evil. So what are these three traits that would make a person a disciple of Abraham? Ayin Tova, V'ruach Nemucha, V'nefesh Shefala. Someone who has a good eye, a humble spirit, and moderate appetites. Mitalmidav Shal Avram Avinu. Such a person is a disciple of Abraham. Ayin Rav, Ruach Gavoa, V'nefesh Rachava. If someone has an evil eye, a haughty spirit, and widespread appetites, Mitalmidav Shal Bilam Harasha, then he's a disciple of Bilam. Ma bein Talmidav Shal Avram Avinu l'Talmidav Shal Bilam Harasha, and what's the difference between the students of Abraham and the students of Bilam? Talmidav Shal Avram Avinu, Ochlin Bolam Hazeh, V'Nochalim Bolam Haba. The disciples of our forefather Abraham, they eat in this world, they enjoy what this world has to offer, and then they inherit the world to come, the next world. Shenemar, and to substantiate this point, it quotes a pasuk from the 8th chapter of Mishlei, L'hanchil ohava yesh, so that those who love me will inherit substance, V'otzrosehem amalei, and I will fill their storehouses. Aval Talmidav Shel Bilam Harasha, but the disciples of the evil Bilam, Yorshin Gehenim, V'yordin Leber Shachas, they inherit Gehenim, hell, and they descend to the pit. Shenemar, and again it quotes a pasuk, this time from the 55th chapter of Tehillim, V'ata Elokim Toridem Leber Shachas, you Hashem, bring them down to the pit, Anshei Damim U'mirma, they are men of blood and treachery. Lo Yechetsu Yamehem, they will not live out half their days, Va'ani Evtachbach, and I will trust in you. So for this Mishnah, let's take a look in the parish of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Kol mi sheyesh bo shlosha davarim v'chulei, anyone who has three things. Hayevshel latana lakatzer, v'shelo laharich klal uprat, v'hayayachol lomar, kol mi sheyesh biyado ayin tova, v'ruach nemocha, v'nefesh shafala, Hu mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu, v'chol mi sheyesh biyado ayin ra, v'ruach gavoa, v'nefesh rachava, mitalmidav shel Bilam Harasha, v'lamatana derech klal, v'hadar mafarish derech prat. So basically it's saying that the Tana who taught this Mishnah, he didn't have to give a general rule and then the details. He says, anyone who has three things is this, and anyone who has three different things is that. The first three things are this, yada, yada, yada. The second three things are that, yada, yada, yada. Why did it do it the way it did it? Why didn't it just say, you have these three things, you're a student of Abraham, you have those three things, you're a student of Bilam? Why did it do the general and then the detail? Ela bola lamdenu, shebegimel devarim ha'ele, asher zachar rishona, Kolim kol hashlemus. It's teaching us that all completeness is contained within these three things. V'im rabu chelkav, even if it has many sub-pieces, many different parts. V'chein shlosha devarim ha-hefchayim lahem, kolim kol ha-bechisios. And similarly, the three opposite traits contain all of those negative characteristics. V'zekim haya mekatzar al derech sha'amar ki haya nishma shemi sheyielo hagimel devarim hanizkarim hu mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu ach l'talmidav shel Avram Avinu yiyu lo shlemus rabos la'apalim v'lerovavos zulas ele. And it's because if he had been brief in a way that he said this Mishnah, then it would seem to suggest that one who has these three characteristics is one of the students of Avraham, but there would be many thousands and thousands of characteristics that are typical of the students of Avraham other than this. Alkenama Rishona, Shemishiulo, Hashlosha Devram Haele, Asher Yizkur, Behumi Talmidav Shal Avram Avinu, Veacha Karch Perish, She Talmidav Shal Avram Avinu, Haya Ayantova Vagomer, Klomer Koshle Mosam, Al Shalehem, Hayu Nekroim Talmidim, Hayu Ayantova Vagomer. So first he mentions that one who has these things that are about to be mentioned is a student of Avram, and then he explains that the students of Avram had a good eye, etc., meaning that all the virtues that they had that enabled them to be called students of Avram was because of a good eye, etc. V'alkein lo amar talmidav shel Avram Avinu hayu lahem ayin tova v'chulei. Shehayu lahem elu hagimel dvarim im shehayu lahem od dvarim acherim ke'ele. That's why it doesn't say the students of Avram Avinu had a good eye, etc., meaning that they had these three things, even if they had many other things like them. Ach ba'overal talmidov sha'avram avinu ayin tova v'chule. Remez she'elo ha'gimlo devarim yu ha'gormim ha'yosam. Mitalmidov sha'avram avinu v'chule. By saying the students of Avram Avinu are a good eye, etc., he's suggesting that these three things were the causes that made them be among the students of Avraham. And this is also the case with the opposite characteristics, which are those of the students of Bilam. Ki lo amar talmidav shel Bilam hayo lahem ayin ra. It doesn't say the students of Bilam had an evil eye. L'horos shekol atzmos halimud shalaman mi Bilam harasha hayu hagim hadvarim halalu, saying that all the basis of evil that they learned from Bilam were these three things. Bilti raos acheros, and not any other evil things. Asher aleihem hayu talmidav Bilam ki bahem hayu kol haros ve'im rabo chel kehen. But rather, these three things include all the other types of evil, even if they have many sub-characteristics. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Yud Tes. Join us next week when we will do two Mishnayos from Perek Vav, which, as we discussed previously, is not really a chapter of Pirkei Avos.